Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Be glorified, be honored, be adored, be worshipped. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you, Adonai. In Jesus' precious name. Breathe upon this service today. Move upon your people. And let not one person live here the same way. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. And before you sit down, help me shake the hands of 7 people and congratulate them. Congratulations, congratulations. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. And please be seated. Hallelujah. I want to congratulate everyone here today. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Give the Lord a bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Hallelujah. I congratulate everyone. How many of you went out and voted? How many of you are yet to vote? No, is there anybody whose voting didn't finish yesterday? And they asked you to come this morning. Did they ask you? We can release you now. That's right. They asked you to come this morning. Oh, they didn't say anything. It was disrupted. So after the service, I'm sure we'll be try to be as sharp as possible, because I hear that there are votings that will continue this morning. Yes. Where it was not finished, it will continue this morning, so that you can, provided you are able to reach there while the voting is on, you will still vote. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. The violent take it by force. Whether the devil likes it or not in Nigeria, the will of the Lord is being done, and the will of the Lord shall be done. From the north to the south, to the east to the west, no devil can scuttle the will of God and the will of the people in this season. No devil. No devil born of a woman. No devil born of a woman. We did. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. No devil born of a woman. Let me say what I want to say very quickly, and then we'll say the other one. Hallelujah. What God is doing for the nation is very clear. Is it not very clear? It's very, very clear. You don't need to. It's very clear. There is no doubt. So if anybody is demonic enough to tamper with anything, you are a goner forever. Goner forever. Mad enough or demonic enough or demented enough. Give the Lord a bigger clap. Stand on your feet first. When people are being defeated, even in their territories, even in their territories, even in their offices, even in their government houses, can see at this time. Nobody's heart should fail him. There is no devil that is devilish enough to alter anything. They haven't born that devil.
Lift your hands and give him the praise first for his goodness and for his mercies and for how much help he has given to us as a nation. For his goodness and for his mercies, for how much help he has given to us as a nation. For his goodness and his mercies, Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Supremacy, dominion, rule, and sovereignty. Be glorified. Be honored. Be adored. Thank you, Master. 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 Ikobada galayada hasaka kade galayada huzaraya. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Be thou glorified. Be thou honored. Be thou adored. Be thou worshipped. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you, Adonai. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. And don't sit down yet. Say after me, say, Father, thank you.
Thank you.
For the conduct
of the elections.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the obvious outcome. That is clear.
That is
to
clear.
To everybody. In this nation.
In this nation.
And in the nations of the world. We are grateful, Lord, because you have heard us. And you have answered us. In clear terms. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and thank the Lord. Thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. And adoration to your name. In Jesus' precious name. It is done. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. It's our testimonies and thanksgiving service. And so we shall briefly give a charge unto testimonies and thanksgiving. And then celebrate and appreciate the King of Kings. Subject is dedicated praise and worship. Dedicated praise and worship. Isaiah chapter 43 and in verse 21. Isaiah 43 and in verse 21. He said, these people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. It is made clear through scriptures. Of course, our objective here, subject is dedicated praise and worship. And our objective is understanding what to do in dedicated praise and worship. We saw one of the proofs of dedication last time as love for worship and love for praise. Now, through our scriptures, it is made very clear that a major reason for God's creation of man is the praise of his God. A major reason for God's creation of man is the praise of God. He said, these people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. In Psalm 150 and in verse 6, he said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. A major reason for God's creation of his people is praise. In Psalm 102 verse 18, it said, this shall be written for the generation to come. And the people which shall be created
shall praise the Lord. The people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. The people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. We are created to praise the Lord.
Psalm 119 verse 175, he said, let my soul live and it shall praise thee. Let my soul live. Just give me life and I will use that life to praise you. If we're created to praise God, fulfilling this major purpose of our creation is part and parcel of our dedication. When we decide to fulfill this major reason, this major purpose of our creation, it is our dedication. When you show to God, I understand why you created me. And I am going to fulfill the reason why you created me. You confirm your dedication to God. Question is, what are the proofs of dedicated praise and worship? How do I prove to God that I am dedicated to his praise, dedicated to his worship, dedicated to the reason why I was created? What do I do to bring him honor, glory, and respect? Number one is true. Number one, the lifestyle of adoration and reverence for God. Dedicated praise and worship is confirmed, number one. Confirmed true, number one, the lifestyle of adoration and reverence for God. The lifestyle of adoration and reverence for God, where you live to give God honor, you live to give God glory, you live to give him value that is deserving. Honor, glory, value. Psalm 29 verse 2 said, give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Give the Lord the glory that is due, that belongs to him. 1 Chronicles 16:9 says the same thing. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. And then Psalm 96 and in verse 8. Psalm 96 and in verse 8. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. The critical thing is, give the Lord glory due unto him. Confirm to God that you value him on a continuous basis. Confirm to God that you honor him on a continuous basis. Confirm to God that he deserves your respect on a continuous basis. It's part of our dedicated worship lifestyle. That's the lifestyle of adoration and reverence for God. Number two is the lifestyle of submission and surrender. The lifestyle of submission and surrender. A major department of dedicated praise and worship is submission and surrender to the perfect will of God. Submission and surrender to the perfect will of God. The lifestyle of submission and surrender to God. That is, you come to the point where your human will becomes buried in divine will. In Mark chapter 14 and in verse 36. Mark chapter 14 and in verse 36. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. Repeated in Luke chapter 22 and in verse 42. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Psalm 40 verse 7 and 8. Start from verse 6. Sacrifice and offering thou hast, that is not desire. My ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do, I delight to do thy will. Oh my God, here, thy law is written within my heart. Where he leads me, I will go. In the army. Where he leads me, I will go. In the army. Where he leads me, I will go. In the army. I'm a soldier. In the army of the Lord. The highest honor you can give to God is to tell him what you want is what I want. Where you are going is where I want to go. Where you are leading is where I want to follow. Rebellion is a proof of disrespect to God. When God says move here and you move there, is a proof of disloyalty. Disservice. So in our lifestyle of adoration and reverence, we worship dedicatedly. In our lifestyle of surrender and submission to God, we worship dedicatedly. Number three is the lifestyle of appreciation and thanksgiving. Who is the dedicated worshiper? The one who knows how to appreciate God, who knows how to give God thanks, is a dedicated worshiper. The life of gratitude, the life of appreciation, the life of thanksgiving, not taking anything for granted. Results are not yet out, but we are thanking God. Not taking anything for granted. Psalm 100 verse 1 to 4. Psalm 100 verse 1 to 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Psalm 26, verse 6, all the way to verse 8. Psalm 26, I will wash my hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. The voice of thanksgiving. And all thy wondrous works. Psalm 69 and in verse 30. Psalm 69 and in verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song. And I will magnify him with thanksgiving. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. How do you know a person that is a dedicated worshiper of God? First, he adores God, he reverences God. Second, he submitted and surrendered to God. Third, he's very grateful, very thankful, very appreciative. You just, any time you catch him, he's appreciating God. Living this life of gratitude is part of our dedication. So number four, what is the proof of my dedicated praise and worship for? Is the lifestyle of addicted service. The lifestyle of service. Anyone who knows how to worship God, knows how to praise God, is committed to service. Kingdom service. Matthew chapter 4 verse 10. He said, then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. You worship God, and him only shall thou serve. The same repeated in Luke chapter 4 verse 8. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and him only shalt thou serve. So worship will naturally progress into service. Did you hear what I just said? Worship will naturally progress into service. Anybody who is a confirmed worshiper will be a confirmed servant. Worship progresses. It is not possible for someone to say, I'm a worshiper of God, or I'm a praiser of God, and you do nothing. You can't go, you can't win souls. I'm sure, I mean, you saw the clip yesterday of that woman that was healed of that neck thing. We're just there, and I saw the woman with the neck brace, and also walking with the mother who was also struggling to move. Two of them. At the polling unit. It was the mother I prayed for first. In fact, when I saw the mother struggling like that, I stood up and then assisted her, held her, and assisted her and led her to the seat, prayed for her. Then I looked at the lady and I said, that thing on your neck, God can heal you. She said yes. I said, I can take it off now. She said, okay. Now, after she sat down, she kept on checking her neck and shaking her throughout, almost till she finished voting and leaving. She just kept on checking and turning to Dr. Miss Anenji and say, wow, wow. Hallelujah. It is not possible. Anywhere you find yourself becomes a service spot. When you are a worshiper of God, service is natural. Talking to people about their souls, moving in to help people is just natural. The lifestyle of addicted service, as it pertains to soul winning, as it pertains also to service in the house. Number five is the lifestyle of sacrifice. When a person is a worshiper, sacrifice follows giving. Psalm 54 verse 6, Psalm 54 and in verse 6, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. Praise and sacrifice go hand in hand. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. When God asked Abraham to offer his son Isaac, he called it worship. In Genesis 22 and in verse 5, I and the lad will go up yonder. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. The lifestyle of sacrifice. Hebrews chapter 13 and in verse 15. Hebrews chapter 13 and in verse 15. By him therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Anyone who claims to love God, to worship God, to reverence God, and struggles with giving to God, exactly does not know what he or she is talking about. In our worship to God, in our praise of God, our giving is natural. That was number five. The lifestyle of sacrifice. Number six is the lifestyle of excellence. Living at your best is a department of worship. Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 16. It said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Anything you do that brings God glory is an act of worship. Did you hear what I just said?
Anything you do that brings God glory, brings God honor, is your act of worship. So we don't just sing worship, we live worship. We don't just dance worship, we live worship. When they say the best neurosurgeon in town is a dedicated child of God, no nonsense child of God, his Christianity has a signature on his career. And people are struggling to go to church because they saw how much you represent God with excellence. That is your act of worship. It's a department of your worship. So it means that there are ways which you are not worshiping God by doing things that brings God dishonor. Am I communicating? Being at the tail in your career does not honor God. Being the tail in class doesn't honor God. Being a mediocre employee, a manage, just manage him kind of staff, that is a headache to your institution, a headache to your boss, is a confirmation of your bankruptcy of worship. If you are going to be a conscious worshiper, you must maintain an excellent lifestyle. Did you hear what I just said? If you are going to be a conscious worshiper, you must maintain the lifestyle of excellence. You are living far above board in the things you do until people. I was going to preach in Israel some time ago. Please take your seat. And I was to preach for 30 minutes. And I researched for about 5 hours or more. I flew Ethiopian Airline. I think it's about 4 to 5 hours between here and Addis Ababa. Five. As I sat in the aircraft from Abuja here, I didn't drop my pen. I didn't blink an inch. Ransacking materials until we landed at the other end. The man seated beside me was a professor. After about 4 hours of trip, and he saw me writing and ransacking, he said, "Are you researching for a thesis or a PhD or something?" He said, what is it all about? I said, "Yes, I'm working towards a delivery." When I arrived at that program, our president of the country was there then, and several other people from all over the world, Israeli people, were there. I preached, I ministered for about 30 minutes. I was giving Israel people their history. Until they came to one of their coordinators, a woman came to me and said, "How come you know all these things about us? It's like you are almost telling us things about us that is more knowledgeable about it than ourselves." But because I didn't want to approach it carelessly. Whenever we're going to go for board meetings at Board of Regents of a Covenant University, I will research like I was going to face a board. So when people started talking at the board, I won't be sitting and be watching. I will research what made Harvard Harvard, what made Cambridge Cambridge, what made Oxford Oxford, what made John Hopkins. I research all of that so that when it was time for people to make contributions here and there, I will just lift up my hand and then say one or two things. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Representing God with excellence is a covenant obligation. Take your seat. You are covenantly bound.
You are covenantly bound to represent God with excellence. You are duty bound to represent God with excellence. In anything you do, you are bound by covenant. And doing it well, whatever you do, is a department of your worship. Don't forget what I said today, that whatever you do that brings God glory is your act of worship. Whatever makes the people of your world to honor God is your act of worship. It's a part of your act of worship. Whatever will make people to follow you, to know your God, to follow you, God, you to come to your church is your act of worship. Finally, and so, dedicated worship, the lifestyle of adoration and reverence, the lifestyle of submission and surrender, the lifestyle of appreciation and thanksgiving, the lifestyle of addicted service, kingdom service, the lifestyle of sacrifice, the lifestyle of excellence, and number 7 is the lifestyle of character. Quality character. The Matthew chapter 5 verse 60 where we read, he said, let your light shine. Shining is talking about excellence. But then when he now comes to us, that they may see your good works, it's now talking about your lifestyle, your character. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. When I rededicated my life to Christ in the year of 1986, on the 12th of May, of 1986. I was in an encounter that lasted for like 2 hours. I will spare you the details, but it's like, what is stopping you from serving me? That's the Holy Spirit asking me the question, living for me. I was trying to explain one or two things. Then God pointed somebody to me. He said, look at that man. Do you like the life he is living? Now, he's a Christian man, successful, dignified, everything working around him. He said, look at that man. Do you see his life? He's not smoking, he's not drinking, he's not womanizing. He has means. He's doing well. Do you like his life? I said, yes. And the question is, what do you think he is losing for serving me? And I looked and I realized he's losing nothing. He was better than me in every way. In every single way. I mean, he was enviable. His life was enviable. Then what will you lose for serving me? Then I looked everywhere and I realized the only thing I would lose was hell. If I follow him, I will miss hell. Is that not a correct loss? When last did God use your life to point to somebody? That is your act of worship. When God can tell Satan, look at Job. The people in your workplace, to what extent can your life be a reference to them in character? The people of your family, the people in your class, the people in your school, to what extent can your life of character be a reference to them? That is the extent to which you have gone in worship. There are people who would like to come to church because of you. And there are some people, there are people who won't want to go to any church because of them. They say, if this is what church is all about, then I don't need to go to church to go to heaven. Because this one that is going to church is not better than me. Don't forget that worship is beyond singing. Your character is a department of your worship. Did you hear what I just said? Worship is beyond singing, is beyond dancing. Your character is a department of your worship. Where somebody can be drawn to God, can give the Lord the praise, can honor God because they saw your life. It's a department of your worship. I believe that it's a new day for somebody. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. If you believe that, say aloud, amen.
What is the benefit of dedicated worship? I will just use the life of David. And if you look at the life of David, Psalm 119 verse 164 said, seven times in a day do I praise you because of thy righteous judgments. Nobody was as dedicated in worship as David. What does it pay to be dedicated like that? What do you gain? Number one, divine presence. Divine presence. There is that feelable presence that people feel when they encounter you. Psalm 22 verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the presence, praises of Israel. Number two, divine direction. When you live like I am talking about, with your will surrendered to God, like I'm talking about, with your character, with your excellence, divine direction. Psalm 89 verse 15. Blessed is the people that love the joyful sound. They shall walk in the light of your countenance. I prophesy upon somebody here. The presence of God that will make, cause a difference in your life is coming upon you today. Shall the Lord say amen. I prophesy upon somebody today. I declare today direction. Anywhere you are having lacking direction, you are in need of direction. Anywhere there is confusion, I declare confusion over, direction released in the name of Jesus. Divine direction. Number three, divine authority. In fact, divine authority and royalty. God just positions you in authority. He crowns you with royalty. If you are a dedicated worshiper, it was worship that took David to the palace for the first time. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 23, when Saul needed someone to play the instrument and cast out the evil spirit from him. Authority. Psalm 92 and in verse 10, if you read from verse 1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise unto the name of the Most High and to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Then you jump to verse 10. You read all the way. He's talking about praise and worship. Then now upon an instrument and so on. Then now my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Your dedicated worship positions you in authority. Positions you for royalty. Number four is divine favor. The favor of God is the privilege of the worshiper. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will you compass him about. Psalm 5 and in verse 12. Like with a shield. Now chapter 2, verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. This is our worship. I believe it's a new day for somebody and it's a new season for somebody. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. Please go through this message again and then you can do a checklist. Number one, am I honoring God enough? Am I reverencing him? Number two, is my will completely surrendered? Number three, do I give thanks enough or I complain a lot? Number four, am I addicted to service? Is there anything I am doing in the house of God? Am I interested in soul winning? Number five, do I understand sacrifice? Do I understand giving? Number six, am I excellent or am I mediocre? Do I give my best to everything I do or I do them shabbily? Do I do things like I am representing God or I just do things like everybody do or does? Then quality character. Is my character drawing people to God or driving people from God? The way I talk, the way I act. One day, A man who invited somebody to church.
The man he invited to church
came to me and said, that man's behavior is about to stop me from coming to church.
The same person he invited to church.
And I sat both of them down, and the person is wrong. The person, the man was, the brother was wrong. Very, very wrong. I said, how can you be misbehaving like that in the front of the person you are trying to evangelize? Or in any front? Is my life drawing people to God or driving people away from God? Do that checklist. When a pilot wants to fly, they have about 30-something things they must check and tick. Checklist 1, landing gear. Checklist 2, cabin pressure. They just check it. And all the details, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, everything is checked before they take off. There are some that the check didn't go through. Maybe 3 or 4 items on the checklist is not true. And they say, okay, let me just go and when I land, I will handle it. Not knowing that there is no mechanic in the air. A pilot who flew for 30 years crashed himself and the people with him. He has been a pilot for 30 years. Suddenly he decided to fly despite the fact that something did not check. He moved. He didn't reach the other side. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. Is somebody excited here today? So let's go into the practical praise of worship and adoration for God. The first thing is to give God the thanks and the praise. And the next thing we shall give God a celebration like about 8 to 10 minutes. And then we shall be set to go. Stand up on your feet with a clap and a shout of victory. Alright, take your seat first so you can do it better. Alright, stand up on your feet with a big clap and a shout of praise. Bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Bigger clap and a loudmost shout of praise. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Now lift up your hands and thank him for the gift of life and for anything you want to thank him about. Thank him for the gift of life, for his help, for his mercy, for his strength. Honor him. Thank you, Father. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. We praise you. Be thou glorified in Jesus' precious name. Can we celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Celebrate the I am that I am and the rose of Sharon. For how much help God has given to us so far, we are going to lift up our voices and celebrate the King of Kings. Now, I'm sure that there are people here with testimonies already. There are officers who will receive the testimonies in Thanksgiving service within the next 8 minutes. And then if you have the testimonies, let us have them. While that is on, within the next 8 minutes, I want you to confirm to God that you are a dedicated worshiper in celebration of God. And let us also give God victory praise. Victory praise. I am calling it victory praise, not warfare praise. So that God can handle every remaining battle. Because we have a lot of human demons in our country. So that God can handle the balance of the battle and cause his purpose in our nation to be fulfilled. So victory praise shall go on and the devil shall pack his load and pack his luggages to hell.
Help me shake the hands of three people and tell them, give him victory praise. Victory praise. Victory praise. Let's go.
Oluwa etobi, etobi o, etobi. Oluwa etobi, etobi o, etobi. Koma si o, senita nebi, sakawere o. Etobi, koma si o. Ha, we thank the Lord for his mercy. Thank the Lord for the things we do. Don't set me on the dead before falling. Now my life is on to brand new. Oh, I make it all in. Say, we go there.
Everywhere you are, right where you are, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, I decree and I announce that rejoicing, celebration, jubilation will never depart from your life. It will never depart from your family. It will never depart from our nation. It will never depart from Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, I decree today every cause of pain, every cause of sorrow in your life today is under arrest. Every cause of pain, every cause of sorrow, every cause of frustration in your life today is under arrest. I take authority over the spirit of cancer. I curse you to your roots. You have no place in anyone's life here. Dry up and die up in the name of Jesus. Every growth that is here present in anybody's life, growth in the breast, growth in the womb, growth of hernia, goitrous growth, anywhere here, anyone connected anywhere around the world, I declare the growths are gone. See after me, every mountain in my life, you are living now. Oh, you mountain, in the name of Jesus, on your marks, get set, shout, go! We release those mountains to go right now in the name of Jesus, and they are gone. Thank you, Master.